That sounds like we're all official now. So this is Nancy Brewer, chair of the MDAC. I have heard Martha Kellums is on. I've heard from Doug Mittelstetter, Christine Reynolds, Lori Steele. Bryce Static, are you on the call?
Yeah, good morning. I'm on the call from OHSU.
Good morning. And Paul Matthews?
Yes, I'm on the call.
Thank you. And I assume Laura Lockwood McCall is not in yet?
Correct.
Okay, and then for the record, I heard Scott Shickley, Cheryl, and Pat Clancy. Is there somebody else listening in?
Cora from U.S. Bank is also on the call.
Okay. Thank you. That's our call to order. You all have the recording of the last MDAC available on our agenda. And then our order of business today really is to look at the draft letter for MDAC to send to our congressional delegation about the federal tax bill and what's in or not in, and our desire to ensure that we preserve private activity bonds and advance refundings, maintaining tax-exempt status and available as investables for us to invest in our communities. Everybody has a draft of so I will open it for some comments on edits. Paul Matthews, I'm going to start with you because you emailed a couple of edits that came out this morning. I wondered if you wanted to speak to your suggested edits.
I can. They were just purely stylistic. I suggest we lose the word adamant and use something instead, because to me, adamant usually means kind of obstinate or something. I don't think we want to say that. And then elsewhere in there, I mean, these are little nits, where it talks about the bill will. I suggest that we say the bill would, because the bill hasn't been passed yet. That was it. Otherwise, I'm fine.
Okay.
Chair Brewer, this is Christine Reynolds. I might make a responsive comment if that's appropriate.
Okay.
Just in respect, Paul, to your comment or note about the private activity bonds and water and sewer facilities, I would suggest we leave the reference to them in, although you're absolutely correct that currently they're fairly rare. It is the case that they can be financed through public-private partnerships or P3 structures, which then can, in turn, need to be qualified as private activity bonds, and that has been done elsewhere in the country, and hopefully as P3s may or may not remain part of what is authorized, we want to be sure to leave that opportunity to use that if it's available.
Yeah, this is Paul. I guess I don't remember making it to that part. Did I say something there?
I think it was just a comment or a question. I just wanted to respond to clarify for the members.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, very, very, very good point. And we may be looking at a P3 ourselves. So, it's possible. I agree with you there.
And if folks have particular tax questions, I know my colleague Scott Shickley is on the line and can help provide any additional clarity or answer questions that folks on the commission might have or otherwise.
So this is Nancy, and I will give you my background here. In graduate school, I took a couple of classes from a guy who'd been the governor in Kansas for 8 years. And unlike all of our other classes, he really focused on a sharp, hard writing style, and not burying the lead, because he said as a governor, when you sit down to a stack of briefing papers that's, you know, 8, 10, 12 inches high, if you get past the first paragraph, you're doing really well, and you don't usually get past the first page. So my inclination, for example, if we're really wanting to focus on, for example, the low-income housing tax credits, would be to do a little rearrangement and move that up to the closer to the top of maybe the second paragraph. And I would also throw in, if we can get it in the first paragraph, a reminder that we are talking about their constituents. So you may do this great thing at the federal level, hoping to cut taxes, although I don't see how this cuts taxes for the middle-income taxpayer, but you're going to hose them at home by taking away these tax-exempt tools. Those are just broader comments from my perspective.
This is Doug Millstetter, and I thought the letter was really good, pulling all those things together. But Nancy, I think it was Nancy that just commented, I think there probably is some merit to just the order of presentation to get some of those key elements right into the first couple paragraphs. I think she's probably onto something there. But overall, I don't know who wrote the letter, but it had some really good coverage.
Delora,
right? Yeah, I thought it was really good.
I actually got it from the National Association of Bond Lawyers.
Oh, okay.
And I just changed it from them to us. So
yeah,
no
very good.
No pride of authorship. And the
okay.
more we actually edit it, the better we are.
That's okay. I think, going the right direction.
Are there other comments on the letter? Is there anything people think we ought to be focusing on more, or something that we're missing in this draft?
So, Nancy, this is Paul Matthews again. Just to facilitate getting this done, I mean, I think maybe can the MDAC just authorize you to, you know, add the letter as you see fit and support the general, I don't know. Somehow, I think trying to edit the letter over a meeting like this would be really difficult. And I trust that between you and Laura, we could get it done pretty well. And maybe use this meeting to authorize the sending of the letter, highlighting the issues that were in the draft letter.
I'm okay with that. I would like to be sure before I would undertake that I'm getting. I'm covering at least the high points of critical elements anybody thinks we need to be sure we have in here. I personally like the focus on low-income housing because I think that wraps into so many issues that are being discussed at state and federal level. I like, you know, the focus on the infrastructure development that needs to happen. But I want to make sure it's not just me, it's the at least capturing the MDAC's most critical points. Do you want us to send a final draft, final when it's done?
Well, we can send everybody a copy if the rest of the group agrees. I mean, yourself, myself, and Martha, we can make some more edits. We need to get it on letterhead and get it out the door, hopefully by the end of the week. Friday's a work holiday, so we might have to wait till Monday, but they're going to vote in the House on Monday. So if we could get it done today, it would be ideal.
Okay.
And we'll send a copy of what we sent to all the members of the board.
I'm thinking with the support you're hearing on the phone.
Nancy.
I'm sorry, Laura, what were you saying?
It really is contingent upon your time to maybe do some editing and get it back to us the way you'd like to see it.
And okay, Martha, I can do that.
Can get the names of all the members of the delegation, at least get it out in the email, if nothing else, today, if the rest of the commission agrees.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Okay.
I agree. This is Chris Reynolds.
By the way, Chris, now I see what you're talking about. I looked at the letter I sent. I guess I did have a comment there about that. The water sewer PAB thing. So that comment needs to be deleted as well.
Okay. Well, then I will take that as consensus. I don't think we need to vote on it, and we'll get that letter out if possible today. Is there any other business to come before MDAC today? Hearing nothing, I'm going to hope that there's not anything else that requires us to jump into an urgent meeting like this, and we'll see you all at the spring meeting.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Your conference is ending now. As requested by the host, please hang up.